we have to distinguish between two aspects of the whole thing. The one aspect is the lifting of the excommunication with this association of Pope Pius X. This lifting of the excommunication does not mean that we are already in full communion with him. It's a first step to remove juridical and also psychological obstacles to open now and dialogue with him about several points, and this will not be an easy dialogue, but we are willing to go on. Our office is in favor of unity of the church and therefore also in favor of the unity with this association. And it was a very sad and unfortunate coincidence with this interview of Bishop Williamson. The Catholic Church does not agree with such a statement. We can only take a distance of it. And also the association Pius X distanced itself now from this statement. So we have to distinguish the two things and not to mix it up. And my vision, my hope is that also our Jewish partner will understand that this is an unfortunate coincidence of two things which have absolutely nothing to do with each other, and we should go on for the best of both sides.
Cardinal Casper, you've said that you're very pleased with this election of Metropolitan Kirill as the new patriarch in Moscow. Yes. You have close relations, you've met with him on many occasions. What are your hopes for the future of the dialogue now between Russia and Rome?
Yes, first I want to say we are pleased about this election. He's elected with a very large majority. It seems that the Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Church is united around him, and of course we know him since many years, and I met him in different occasions. I think he's a man of dialogue. He has strong convictions, strong positions, and he expressed it also before his elections. We have to recognize his positions, but on the other hand, we can have dialogue with him.